Good Erev Shabbos. It's my Friday. It's Erev Shabbos. Get ready. Countdown. Get excited. Get pumped. Our turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is generously sponsored by our dear friends Mendy and Tzipora Fishman. Schutz for Chaya Rivka Basi, but a fertile member of the Little Jonathan Sachs, of Yaakov Tzvim, David Aryeh. Thank you for your generosity. Here comes that siren. It is time for us to get ready. Celebrate and welcome the holy, the beautiful, the exciting, the sacred, the incredible Shabbos. Our parsha this week contains within it the mitzvah of challah. And since the primary time that we take challah, bake challah, eat challah, call it challah is Shabbos, let's spend a few minutes talking about this wonderful mitzvah of challah. In fact, it's a question that's brought down and asked every time you even bake cookies or rugelach, every time that you put dough together for any type of bread or hamotzi, you have to separate, you have to take challah or mazonos, you have to take challah. So challah is a mitzvah of separating from the dough, giving it to the kohen in ancient times. Today we burn it and dispose of it. But why do we use that same word to describe the bread, the lechem mishnah, that we have on Shabbos? So many answers have been brought down, included among them, that is the primary time or reason people take challah is in the context of challah, but there are deeper reasons as well. So our parsha includes in it the pasuk, V'haya ba'achachem milechem ha'aretz, when you come to eat the bread of the land, Tarimu truma l'Hashem. You have to give truma. You have to give a gift. You have to separate apart. Reishis ariso sechem challah tarimu truma. Ketrumas garen kein tarimu osa. A person has to give reishis ariso sechem, the first of your dough. Tarimu, you have to give as a truma. You elevate, you lift, you separate, you give it as truma. And the Tzror Hamor, the Shem Yishmo, many others wonder why. What is the connection in our parsha? What is madua nismacha parshas challah parshas manak? Our Pasha, Pasha Shlach, and whether you're listening to this commensurate with this Pasha or not, the message remains always relevant. What is the connection between the mitzvah of Challah and the story of the Meraglim, the spies who investigated the land and came back and gave a negative report? Listen to what the Tzror Hamor says. Sha'achar shachatu Meraglim cholchei ba'idei Yitzahara shenikra so'or shebe'isa. Where did the Meraglim go wrong? They were driven by their ego. They were driven by their arrogance. They were driven by a sense of overconfidence. And what is dough? What is Pesach? Pesach, we eat matzah. We don't allow the dough to rise because the risen dough, the chametz represents so'or shebe'isa, the leaven in the dough, the yetzahara, ego. Our ego gets inflated. Our sense of self gets inflated. So'or shebe'isa is that arrogance. Bilbul kanas isa v'chamitza. So therefore, the mitzvah of challah comes and says, before you eat something that is inflated, that has yeast, that has risen, that has grown, separate off a piece. Remember that we're dedicating and devoting it all to Hashem. The mitzvah challah is the antidote to the meraglim. Whenever we make decisions or have judgment, whenever our ego or anger gets in the way, whenever we're tempted to doubt with uncertainty or question Hashem, separate some challah. Separate off a piece and remember to give that truma. Remember to designate to Hashem. Remember to overcome. Remember to respond to that so'or shebe'isa. Don't indulge. Don't give in to that ego or that arrogance. Friends, as we get ready for Shabbos, and there's so much to do and prepare, and time is running out, even with this long summer Friday, don't indulge that yetzahara. Don't give in to the so'or shebe'isa. Prepare challah. Have the house be filled with the smell of challah. Or go purchase the challah, but remember the mitzvah of challah. Separate off a piece and give a piece. Azoy zok the Tzror Hamor. But the Shem Yishmuel, the Sachat Shavu Rebbe, gives a different answer. Says the same Shem Yishmuel something very beautiful. He says, Hine kol trumas ha-maisor say mach mesay yosu ba'olam shenizchadish adi gidul ha-tvua. Challah lo nizchadish ba-davar. Normally a farmer is ready to harvest and in the field separates truma and maisra. But here, all the ingredients of challah have already been harvested. Ela mashe kol chelkei akemach misachtim legush echad, v'kasher motzim izegam ken areishes lekoin, hu tiken ha'idr es achtus ben Yisrael. What is challah? You take flour. Flour is made up of many small, tiny, minuscule, negligible, barely discernible grains of flour. And you add water, and you take the flour, these barely discernible grains of flour, and you add the water, and you knead them together, and what do you have? You have a dough. And the dough is what unites. The dough is what binds. The dough is what bonds all the disparate, all the separate, all the little grains of flour. So true, nothing new has been harvested. Unlike trumas and maestros, which are given on that which is taken from the field, dough, you go to the cabinet. Challah is taken and separated. You went to the pantry, you go to the cabinet, you take some flour, and when you meet the requisite amount of flour and you introduce the element of water or liquid, then you make it a gush echad, you make it one one entity. And when you separate off to the Kohen, Tikun ha'eder his achdus ben Yisrael. You are correcting, and we are repairing from the lack of achdus in Klal Yisrael. Says the Sachat Shavu Rebbe the Shem Yishmuel. That's the mitzvah of challah. You don't have to create or invent or build something new in order to find holiness. You just have to bring together things that exist. The novelty and the originality and the creativity is taking things that were apart and separated and uniting them. That's what a dough does. A dough is unity. It's undivided. And when we take off a piece and we give that challah, we are remembering our sense of unity. And says the Shem Yishmuel, that's the antidote to the Meraglim. The Meraglim sowed division. The Meraglim created and planted machlokas. The Meraglim divided a people. And the answer and the antidote is challah. To bring the small particles together, to knead them together, to unite them together, and then to separate off a piece to make it holy and to make it elevated. And when we sit down and make our hamotzi tonight at the table and tomorrow, when we eat our challah, we remember that challah is about achdus. Challah is the antidote, the repair to the damage of division and of machlokas, of sowing divide. Challah is about uniting. Challah is about one. So that's why Shabbos, we come together, we set aside our differences. And Shabbos is a time of achdus, of seeing what we have in common, of connecting. Many statements of Chazal reinforce this idea that the mitzvah of challah, that the mitzvah of challah brings great bracha into our homes. We know we have the tradition, Rashi quotes from Chazal, that Rivka continued the tradition of Sarah, bracha mitzuya bi'isa. The blessing was found in her dough. What does that mean? She made a good challah, she kneaded it well, it was baked just the right amount, still doughy and gooey and delicious. She sprinkled it with cinnamon or with everything spices. What does it mean, bracha mitzuya bi'isa, that Sarah imenu, that Rivka followed the tradition of Sarah, the bracha mitzuya bi'isa, the Imre Pinchas, Zogdor Pinchas of Karetz, the Heilige Imre Pinchas. It doesn't mean that Sarah's dough was large or cooked through evenly or it had great cinnamon. It means that her happy, cheerful, loving disposition were as critical ingredients in the challah as the flour, the water, or the sugar. What we're thinking, what we're listening to, what we're speaking, how we're feeling, it all goes into the challah that we make. Bracha mitzuya bi'isa. When we serve that challah, particularly when we make it ourselves, but even when we go buy it, what are we talking about? What are we thinking? What are we listening to as we prepare it? When someone's angry or bitter or divisive, it can be tasted in the challah. We absorb that negativity. We absorb those qualities. We need more challah and less meraglim, more unity and less criticism and division. When our family, when our children consume that challah and we dip it in those delicious dips, it's not only the ingredients and the taste that we can't get enough of, but we are imbibing whatever went into it, whatever we were thinking or feeling or listening to or saying. So we have to be very, very careful when we do it. We have to be careful when we think. That which is separated and taken, elevated and gifted from the home is kadosh, like truma. It's holy. And challah is that opportunity to engage that holiness at our tables and in our homes. So whether you're still making challah today, or baking challah today, or buying challah today, but the mentality, the attitude, the mindfulness that goes into the challah, and the hamotzi, and the cutting of it, and the dipping it into the salt, it all is the experience of the Holy Shabbos. So as we turn our Friday into Shabbos, let's think about the mitzvah of challah, the mitzvah of unity, the antidote to the meraglim, that we take these little particles of flour and we bring them together and we elevate them by giving the challah. And it doesn't have to be something new. The newness is the commitment to the unity that we have. How can our table reflect unity? How can we invite the people who are different than us? How can we focus on conversations that will unite us, not divide us, that will make us feel closer, not further away and further apart? How can we incorporate the theme of challah? So bracha mitzuya bi'isa, the blessing can be found in our dough, the blessing can be found in our challah, the blessing can be found in our homes. Wishing everyone a happy, a holy, a beautiful, and a heiliga, incredible Shabbos. Shabbos Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, everybody, go turn your Friday into Erev Shabbos.